Danny and the girls hanging out with you on a Tuesday on the Q, first day of spring. Not real spring-like. Partly sunny, windy today. High 39, 28 now at the Cumulus Compound. Dr. D, that's right, it's Tuesday. That means Dr. D's going to be in here shortly, about 10 minutes or so from now. If you have any issues, some things you're working through, you need some advice, she is a professional. Text it in right now by, texting me in the First Insurance Group text line, Q-Text at 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055, and we pretty much take them right in the order. So if you're working through something, or if you took her advice, you can also text us and tell us, you know, how it all turned out. Susan, that music means this.
It's time for Denny Schaefer's Dope of the Day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Surety on Toledo's Q105.
Here's a reminder to look up from your phone once in a while. 47-year-old woman traveling across China on a train last week. She was lying down on her side, looking at her phone the entire time. She didn't move from that position for 20 hours.
When
she got up to get off the train, she fainted on the platform. She was rushed to the hospital. Surgeons found she had 2 life-threatening blood clots on her brain.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That'll do it.
The neurologist who treated her says, quote, "We think she kept the same posture for too long, which compressed the blood vessels on the right side of her neck. Fortunately, they were able to remove the blood clots, and the woman is recovering." When reporters went into the hospital to interview her, into her room, she was in bed, staring at her phone.
Of course.
She's sitting there looking at her phone. So, 47-year-old crazy phone woman from China, if you're listening, come on down to the station. We'll give you a certificate that says on this Tuesday, the 20th of March, 2018.